Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to allow traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, you mob. You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page, well, BBM987FM. Voice for our people, do utilise it. Have your say and yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
One bala tari aban kama plang billabong. Imbentira na gra langa kula batri.
Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
Father, we ask you, please send your Holy Spirit. Father, we ask you for your holy angels too, to come and stay with us all through this night. All through this night, until the morning light.
Baba Waya Ninu Mighty Marie. Baba Waya Ninu Mighty Angela. Namunia Kaye Ninu Kubil.
Father, we ask you, please send your Holy Spirit. Father, we ask you for your holy angels too, to come and stay with us all through this night. all through this night until the morning light.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kat yendaba bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
To Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Well, to Daily Mob, Ned, just to let you know, I was very excited and I was honoured to open up the conference out at the JCU, James Cook University, IAD, Indigenous Australian Dadathon, that is. And it looked fantastic, having mob from all around the country and talking about this beautiful space. I'm going to catch up with Yana with one of the organisers for that fantastic event. I'm going to talk to Tiara Kelsall, who heads up Konaku Eye Solutions, which has been serving across the top end of Australia since 2012, that is, founded by Tiara Kelsall and Sons. Konaku Eye Solution provided specialised virtual administration support and services in building digital office spaces, Zoom and webinar evening planning, business branding and social media strategy, data management and executive coaching. So with that, we're going to catch up with Jan, have Tiara on the line. Tiara, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning, Tim. How are you going, Baba?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, can you let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please, sis?
Yeah, absolutely. My name's Tiara Kelsall. I'm skin tattooed. Ngunnawal Yamaji mob over there in Kalbarri. Hello, mob. And also have family up there in Nalama, Indibundi country, and Waitanunga country down south. But I'm thriving and surviving here on the beautiful Gimoi, one of our Yidinji country
beautiful,
in South King.
Beautiful, beautiful. And big shout out to you, Mob. Thank you very much. And look, talk about this fantastic space, a beautiful look, 3-day conference, Indigenous Australian Dadathon 2025. Tell us what we expected there. Who arrived? Who came? What's it all in aid of? We're talking about the 21st century tools that are available, working with the 60,000-year cultural aspect of our mob. So, look, a great hand-and-glove fit, I would think, in more ways than one, and a powerful tool, yeah?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So some of the stats.
Yes.
We had over 160 participants fly in from all over this beautiful continent. At least 20 more or more communities, Indigenous groups had arrived and participated. And we had, for the first time, 67% Indigenous representation. We had teams from AWS, Amazon, from all these different amazing things. So think tech giants have tech solutions and mob want solutions but don't know how to get it.
Sure.
And how do we get them all together? So the Dadathon 5th anniversary, so happy 5th anniversary to the Dadathon, Indigenous Australian Dadathon, bringing them to a space where it was really neutral. So we were thriving on the beautiful Yurukandji country.
Yes.
Thank you, Yurukandji mob, for the opportunity for us to meet on your country and to learn and to be inspired.
Yes.
And understanding too, we had a lot of traditional knowledge holders there and traditional owners, and they have so much wisdom. They're first scientists, first innovators, and you're right, 65,000 years of experience and expertise in all things knowledge of country, river, sea, sky, brought together just learning about this new tool called technology, what this boomerang is.
That's right.
You know, that kind of thing.
That's right, exactly. So beautiful conversation regarding technology and what have you. So we're talking about black and white nerds with respect out there at the table, yarning with their mob, but then the elders in regarding their culture and sort of 60,000 years at the table as well, and looking for a vehicle to drive our culture forward to share with the world, you could say, yep.
Yeah, absolutely. But this vehicle is also, our kids are the driver of it, right? This is the vehicle of their choice.
Thank you.
So a lot of times, kids are coming from remote communities into central places like Cairns, Townsville, Brisbane. They go as far as Melbourne, as far south, and they learn off country. And then they come back to their remote communities, go, where do I fit here? And our mob are waiting for them.
Yes.
And waiting and waiting and waiting. And then they get these, they send away little kids and they come back with like little young adults. And where there's a mass misconnection there, because the their tool of communication is all this smart technology.
Yes.
And now I'm over like, is that their way of language? Is this their language? How do we understand their language to help them reconnect back into community? And how can we use the strength of their technology to help empower us in communities?
Look, so deadly. To all our deadly listeners, just tuned in. Trevor Tim here, Trinity Trev Murray from Recovery with your deadly program, National Talk Black. I'm having a deadly yarn with Tiari Kelsall, who heads up Kanaku Eye Solutions. And we're talking about the Indigenous Australian Dataathon that happened on the weekend, a yearly conference, annually conference. Mm-hmm. And this is the fifth one, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. This is the fifth one. And we've had all five on the beautiful Yerrikanji country. We're looking, it is a national conference. So a lot of our investors are looking at Northern Territory and Western Australia. How can we do this over there? Because those mob would like to know too.
Yes.
And so we've had AWS, the National AI Centre, the Department of Industry, Science and Resources, KJR, Fujitsu and AI Consortium, and the James Cook University, and Griffith University.
Lovely.
Beautiful sponsors that want to be better allies for tech, for our remote communities and Indigenous mob across Australia.
Beautiful.
So how can they do that better? Using and acknowledging First Nations wisdom.
Yep, fantastic.
And so one thing that we had eight different themes, and water security was one. Blue carbon and carbon farming was another.
Yep.
And they got to get split up into groups and work with someone from the tech agency, AWS, KJR, Fujitsu, to create apps that are live.
Yes.
They can take back to their community if that adds something. So we never want anyone to walk in and be a hero in these communities. I'm here to save you.
Yep.
Mob don't need saving. We're strong people. We make a lot of
decisions. That's right, sister.
We're still here. We just want to understand. Like, you don't need to save us. We just need to know what that language is, because our kids are speaking that language.
Exactly.
And I want that to be very, very clear, that we are trying to tune in and align with our children.
And look, adding to that, I was so impressed with Brother John Fijo, who is a ranger from the Gundoi Rangers there with Innisfail.
Yeah.
Well, he created, after working in this space and attending these conferences at the Indigenous Australian Dataathon, the national conferences, 3 years ago, well, he created his own business using drone. So he's got a drone business, and the drone there is a tool that works on his country, looking after his country. That is what we're talking about, aren't we? Opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. He not only did he start a drone business, there are a lot of deadly drone pilots all across the street.
Yep.
But there are very few who are actually drone trainers.
Yeah.
And to be a drone trainer takes a lot of, the maths is at a different level. And so what he wanted to do with his business was translate achieving your drone pilot license our way. So it translates that higher language of all things nautical, aeronautical, and brings it down to our level of understanding and translates it for our model. So we could have more drone pilots.
Yeah, too deadly. Fantastic. Now, how long have you been part of the Indigenous Australian Dataathon, Tiari?
Well, like a lot of our friends, I just turned up with Lisa Watergo 1 year and go, what is this? I love tech myself. What is this?
Yep.
And then I just recently became a Dataathon ambassador, and more people need to know this.
Yeah.
I started my journey in tech when my own son hacked Google. The Google Doodle, he had changed to his school's website.
Mm.
The school rang us up. And it was all at the time of 2020 when COVID was rampant.
Mm.
And he was being a little humbug and took to it, and he learned a skill and he just added that in. And so that taught me that there was a space where he loved to play and I knew nothing about it.
Gotcha.
What is this tech safety? You know, when you're teaching your kids to swim, you right there on the edge.
Thank you.
You're making sure that you're watching.
Mm.
So I didn't want to trust everybody else to teach my son in a language I didn't know.
Good.
And so that's where my tech journey is. It eventually took me with in digital, and I was their educator, Indigenous educator across Australia. And then when I found Dataathon, I was like, okay, this is a place where I can share what I know to help other corporates who are mums, dads, uncles, nanas, pops, understand that they have a place in learning this language.
Beautiful.
We all have smartphones, right?
Yep.
And people talk about the digital divide, so I heard that a bit. I said, we truly don't actually understand our place in your, and when I say your, I mean government policies. So there's a digital divide. And yet we watch our four-year-old walk past us with an iPad.
Exactly.
Or another one walk past us with a smartphone. Like, isn't that the digital divide? What Thank is you. The digital divide that you look at? And so where is our place in these, how other people, government policy, are talking about us?
Yeah,
and exactly. So we kind of ease that conversation at the Dataathon.
Lovely. So do you have a web page for the Indigenous
we
Australian
do.
Dataathon? And
yep.
What's the web page? Yep,
IAD Dataathon. Just even just Google search it, it's easy to find.
Lovely.
One of the things I really wanted to mention, we had Sister Raylene come in from Port Hedland, and for 2.5 days she kept sharing, we just want to know where our data is going to be kept.
Yeah.
And we were hearing her. And then we did an interview with her, and it just, like, 1 + 1 = 2 went, wait.
Hello.
You have a data center on your country, and you don't even know it's there. So through the data on this, she's going to be connected so that her mob can actually have a tour of what that data center is. Data centers are exactly that. Place, the actual location of where your data could be kept.
Beautiful.
So that's an exciting development that came out of the Dataathon for this one. There are so many more that are coming out, and we're actually day one post Dataathon, so lots of yarning is still happening. I know there was at KJR, did a drone demonstration with the Cairns Council. We had the NTRO, who have this amazing tech truck that measures and LiDAR scans roads, especially for us here in the far north Queensland after the cyclone damage. So, and they were able to do demonstration with the Cassowary Council and also the Cairns Council.
Yes.
So a lot of things are happening. And one thing that I hope is the goal for Dataathon is that we come out of there with a checklist of action to do.
Yeah, beautiful.
And making tech companies and even us as representation of the Dataathon make me accountable for all the things that I say there, because we want it clear and open and transparent.
Exactly. Beautiful. Fantastic. So, look, to our mob out there, do check out this fantastic space. Talk to Arnie Google. Arnie Google will tell you where the Indigenous Australian Dataathon information is, and you can then probably immerse yourself in the annual conference they do every year. Will it continue in Cairns, Yerrikanji next year?
Oh, we're hoping so. We're hoping so. So the website is indigenousaustraliandataathon.com.
Okay.
We're hoping so, but we're getting a lot of demand from Northern Territory and WA. Like, love that you launched it there, but how about us?
Yeah, thank you.
The beautiful thing about being here on this country, here in the far north Queensland, is that we do have access to the Torres Strait Islands, who's in a kiss.
Sure, thank you.
So they have true representation because their elders come in. And when we talk about the two ancient peoples of this place and this beautiful part of the world, Torres Strait and Zenithkes, they're all right there. So we'd love to be able to continue across Australia with their permission as well.
Yes, exactly
and,
right.
Yeah, and so, yes, we'd love to do that. Sponsorship is key. We need the funding. We need support from our tech giants and from industry to get us to these places. So, yeah, lots of phone calls already started there, brothers. We're already planning during 2026. But culture protocols are first and foremost always.
Yes.
And there are some things that we need to address in regards to how we meet on country, and making sure the proper representation from mob are right there.
Tiari, that's so true. Thank you so very much. Before I let you go, quickly give us a spiel on Kanaku iSolutions. And is there a meaning to the word Kanaku, please, sister? Your business?
Yeah, Kanaku iSolutions. So Kanaku is a Nandiyamiji word for a rock lobster.
Yeah.
For a long time, I thought it was echidna, so I hear all my branding was echidna. And then my auntie ring up and like, why you got echidna there? And so we're going to keep echidna because there's a family story connected to that.
Yes.
But, yeah, Calvary Way, so shout out to those there at Murchison Station. Thank you for doing all that you can looking after country there. We are so far behind, so far away. But Kanaka Isolations provides a space for our mob to have an online presence, and we do marketing, and I'm actually with the One Business Team.
Okay.
So I have been doing business training for a long, long time. So talking about the fundamentals of business, that's one thing that we offer here at Kanaka iSolutions, and creating your Google workspace. So you have an online office. What does your back office look like?
Yep.
And talking through finances and then introducing them to the actual network that is out there. So we get that confidence going, and then they'll reach out to like First Nation finances and those Deadly Mob that already have a process of support for them.
Lovely. And Kanaku, the webpage, please, website, what's that?
Kanaku Isolation. So K-U-N-A-R-K-O-O, KanakuIsolation.au.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you for sharing. Good yarn with you, Tiare. And hats off to you. It was a fantastic conference. I was honoured to be a part of that conference, did the opening on Friday night, and join you guys on Saturday as well. So, look, fantastic. Yeah, and a big shout out to all the mob, and hope the mob travel safe and all home on country. And we will yarn soon, my sister.
Thank you. Can I ask you one question there, Trevor?
Go ahead.
You're the one always asking questions.
Yes.
What is one thing you walked away that's on your to-do list from the Dataathon?
Engagement. Technology, and strong with our culture. There's the vehicle.
Yeah,
also picked up. Yeah,
thank
beautiful.
You.
Thank you, my sister. You keep smiling. Sure. We'll be in touch, eh?
Yes, we will.
See you, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there, and having a deadly yarn with the one of the organisers of Indigenous Australian Dataathon that happened on the weekend here in Cairns on Yindindi country. And big shout out there to Yurikanji Mob. Thank you very much. Tiare Kelsall. And she does run her own business, Kanaku iSolutions. Do check it out. And that's building digital office spaces, Zoom and webinar, evening planning, events planning, business branding and social media strategy, data management and executive coaching. Look, fantastic. Black people in business, Too Deadly. This is your Deadly program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trevor Murray from Nukari, your host of your Deadly program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yindindi country. BBM, Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong on National Talk Black. Too Deadly.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find supportive teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045.
Station sponsor.
It's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Kunia TCS ka ni
I've got this story to tell about my people.
What did I? In the back now,
I've got the story to tell about my people. Story to tell about my land. Story to tell about my people. Story to tell about my land. Born again.
Gungajirain, Alvarina Johnson here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yindindi Country. BBM Bummer Rip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Now, First Nations road toll, a research prompts call for community-led safety initiatives. A new study reveals the scale of road trauma among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in New South Wales, highlights factors that help keep travellers safe and urges greater investment in community-led road safety initiatives. Road safety is a concern for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, communities across the country, not only New South Wales. Previous research has shown that road injuries are the second leading cause of death among First Nation people, and the burden is increasing. The number of road injuries amongst Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people has increased by over 20% over the last 10 years. Look, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with First Nation Road Toll Research Prompts Call for Community-Led Safety Initiatives. The person there behind it, that is Senior Author Associate Professor Courtney Ryder. Professor on the line, good morning. How are you?
I am great today. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. And Professor, where are you based?
I'm based in a place that we like to call Radelaide at Flinders University.
Okay.
So Adelaide in South Australia, but I'm in Sydney today.
Sydney today, beautiful. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, numbers don't lie. There it is, high numbers. We're talking about over 320 killed on the roads in New South Wales between 2005 2023. What do we need to do to bring those numbers down, Professor, please?
Look, I think one of the biggest things to hear is a call to action by industry for really sort of working with community to co-design prevention and support initiatives for community. So something that's really lacking in approach at the moment and really needs to be engaged with.
And so when we're talking about fatalities and talking about death and what have you, especially in remote areas, what have you, are we talking like seatbelts, for example, people who are not holding license or don't know how to drive a vehicle as such but think they do, all that, and then if not death, then we could be talking about disability, and lifelong disability would be the case. Is that right?
Yes, 100%. So this is some of the findings that we found is, like, you know, common injuries were fractures and head injuries. Pedestrian injuries were quite significant as well, and this increased with rural and remote locations. But lifelong disability is a huge thing, and we've found in some other research work that there's a real need for more engagement and education around access to compensation for those individuals, particularly through lifetime support.
And Associate Professor Courtney, do you feel as though there was a hole, a gap there? Let's speak of gaps. There's a gap there regarding there was no data in regard to First Nation fatality with road tolls. hence your research? Would that be the case?
Look, I think we always know that in the data, the data only tells one story and it doesn't capture the whole entire narrative. But definitely we know that there's underrepresentation and reporting in that area as well.
Mm.
So it's highly likely that the true, I guess you could say, picture of this story is it's only a small amount is painted in the research that we've done.
Sure. And with the findings, what do you do with the findings, Professor? Do we take it to, like, the Transport Minister? What do we do with it and how do we fix that hole?
Yeah. So some of the stuff that we're doing right now is we've held a roundtable with a whole range of key stakeholders. So we're trying to call for action. So
yes.
We'll be doing some policy sort of driven initiatives as well to try and really look at enacting policy and creating change, and that being through better prevention and support initiatives, but certainly in terms of access to compensation for community as well.
Look, we are all in this together, are we not?
100%.
Yeah, thank you. Well, thank you for the information. Thank you for the yarn. You keep smiling. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there, and that's having a deadly yarn with senior author, associate professor Courtney Ryder, and talking about the First Nations road toll research prompts call for community-led safety initiatives. So there was a gap there. Speaking of gaps, yes, we know all about gaps. There was a gap there, but wasn't a lot of data in regard to First Nation people and road tolls in this country. And the numbers are high. As I mentioned, they've found over 7,500 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people over 17 years were seriously injured and 320 killed on the roads in New South Wales between 2005 and 2023. Those numbers are high, very high, and that's only one state. So a lot of work needs to be done. And, we're all in this together. Have you seen Yana Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. And that deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. 7 minutes left on the program. Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Turtle, you stop, yeah. I gonna keep banana boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and they suit them too. Them two pull them belly up, eh. You sub it something, you sub it down for mother bully, fly, 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 fly. Chill, chill. Chill, chill. Chill, chill. Chill, chill. Monkey and the turtle. Them two go, them two pine, one banana. A monkey speak for turtle. You stab me, I gonna keep banana. Boy, you me, yeah. Pussy come and me suit them two. Them two fall down, belly up, eh. You stab something, you stab a dumper.
Yeah, Two Daily Monkey and Toto, this Baladruz Namok with us in spirit. Thank you very much. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. We got on the line, we got Kay Zaro. Sister Kay, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trev. How are you going?
I'm well, darling. How are you going?
Good, not too bad.
Good, good, good. What do you want to yarn about, sister?
Well, I just want to come on air and just, let everybody know I've got a new job working with Cairns Taxi.
Oh, Cairns Taxi. Good. Cairns. Beautiful. So, that's right. So how long have you been doing that now?
Only for about a week.
Okay, good. Enjoying it, yes?
Enjoying it very much.
Good. Thank you. So how's that work? Do you drive minibus or just a normal car? And How's your engagement with Mob?
I actually drive one of the premium taxis you see cruising around town. I drive the dark blue one.
Yes.
But there's a red and a silver one as well.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and they're premium. They're leather seated and leather interior as well.
And you know, you'd be so good for that yarn, because that job, because you got good yarns.
Yep.
It's real engagement, isn't it, with people?
Yeah, so it's really good, like meeting a lot of people and, you know, having a good conversation with people. But I'd seriously like to see, you know, more of our Indigenous people come on board and drive a taxi.
Yeah, no, fantastic, yeah. Well, we have a big island, a big country, you know, so why not? That is an avenue. Yeah. And when you're picking up people, especially from the airport and new to your city, if not this country, there's the yarns, you know, opens up a good yarn. But
that's right, exactly. Yeah, so I've met people from Greece and Philippines and the UK this morning. So, yeah, very interesting, you know, when you're talking to people and what they think about our country and, you know, you're asking them about their country.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. Keep an eye open for you. Enjoy the journey, pardon the pun, and we'll yarn soon, sis.
Will do. All right. Thanks, Trev. Bye.
Well, yeah, well. Beautiful yarn there, Kay Zorro. First Nation woman from up this way. Got connection with myself regarding Darnley Island, Erebus, Torres Strait Island. And look, fantastic. So now she's excited about her new job opportunity, driving for Cairns Taxis. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come the time where Trinity Trevor signs off. Well, thank you for your company, your mob. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon. National Talk Black.
Changes, not in a hurry anyway. You can feel the endlessness with the coming of the light of day. Talking about a chosen place, don't want to sell it in a marketplace. Look out.